Yes. Yeah, today is a special day for me too. This first time I preach in a big congregation. Maybe the second time this morning I tried the Chinese. Yeah. So. Yes. I would like to, you to close your eyes and have opening prayer first. Dear Father, thank you today that you brought us together. I would like to ask your presence with us. Your word, speak to us. Anoint my mouth so that I can speak clearly to your people. We learn together how we can become an excellent person doing your will. In Jesus' name, pray, amen. Is it loud enough? Okay. Today, the passage that I am going to share with you is from Proverbs chapter 31, from verse 10 to 31. It's a long passage. I would encourage you, if you have a Bible, open your Bible and look at the screen, and we'll go through a series of scriptures. Who can find a Proverbs 31 woman? This excellent woman, can we find her in real life? In the Jewish tradition, this passage will be recited by the husband to a wife on the Sabbath evening. And some Christians even will share this passage with their family on Mother's Day. Martin Luther is a famous Christian reformer. But his wife, I don't think all of us will know about her. And me, I prepare this sermon and I take a look because I came across a book about 50 people you should know. It was written by Warren Wisby. And let me read to you about her biography. She was the first one written in this book. She was an ex-nun. When she was 25 years old, she married Martin Luther. At that time, he was 42 years old. Her biography told us that she kept cows for milk and butter and cheese so that the family do not have to buy these products. She also has a pig farm because her husband liked pork. She even turned wild field into productive garden and even planted an orchard for fruits. And she sold the extra produce in the market to supplement the home income. And more than that, I found that she also stocked point of fish. She liked seafood. Besides all this work, she has to look up 6 of their own children and 11 nieces and nephews from Martin's side. Not just these people she had to look after. There are so many students who come to visit, and she also take care of their spiritual needs. Sometimes she had to give medicine to these people when they are sick. So this family was recognized as a model for a Christian home. I think much of this is due to Catherine, this excellent wife of Martin Luther. On her monument, you will read this: "There fell asleep in God here a talker, the late blessed Dr. Martin Luther's widow, Catherine von Bora." As I have just mentioned, Warren's book, it says that they should have added on her monument this verse from Proverbs 31:29. "Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all." Is the comment of Warren Wisby correct? The whole passage here that we're going to read is written in a poetic form. The Hebrew word here used to describe this woman is translated in English in different version. And you can see here, the word is translated in noble, capable, virtuous, good, excellent. And Bruce Waltke, this well-known Old Testament scholar, used the word valiant, which means adventurous, brave, and strong. Verse 10 says, she is more precious than rubies. She's more precious than diamonds, pearls. She is a rare person. Do you want to be such an extraordinary woman? In verse 11 to 12, the husband trusts her and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. This husband trusts this wife because she brings him all the best. She does him no harm. It's not just a few years, it's all her life. The marriage vow, you might have heard that many times. For better or worse, in health or sickness, for richer or poorer. This is the kind of marriage relationship that God described here. Look at the picture. Is it a dream? I don't think God gives us difficult tasks to do. I think there's a clue. At the end of this passage, I jump to here, 28 to 29. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. This includes you at the end, give us a picture of an excellent marriage relationship. What is the reason for this relationship? What kind of good does she bring him all her life? Why do the children publicly praise her and her husband says that she is the most capable woman in the world? Let's take a look at the scripture closely. It's very, very small. I apologize for that. You have to test your eyes. This from 13 to 27, you'll find a series of action words. Verse 13, finds. Verse 15, gets up. Verse 16, she goes to inspect a field and buys it. And verse 18, she makes sure her dealings are profitable. And in verse 20, she extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. We jump to verse 22, she makes her own best friends. And 24, she makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. And 26, when she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instruction with kindness. And lastly, 27, she carefully watches everything in her household and suffer nothing from laziness. I would like to divide this big passage into two sections to see how excellent this woman is. Verse 13 to 19. First of all, I would like to see 13 and 16. This excellent woman, she has physical excellency, and mind is excellent. He is a business mind, entrepreneurial mind. How do I find that? 13, she finds wool and flax and busily spins it. And she goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she planted a vineyard. In the old days, many women, they would try to find some animal materials from the wool or flax from the vegetation to make clothing. And the extra is sold in the market for more income for the family. From these two scriptures, I found that this excellent woman, she does more than this. She's doing a textile industry. The money she earns is used to do her real estate business. And she has farming industry. She does not have to borrow money. She has a clever mind. She does not have to rely on a banker. But verse 14, 17, and 18 here, she is like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She's energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Here I found her. She has expanded her business. She's doing import and export trades. She sells her own products from her factories or farming industry to get goods from other places in the world. She's really, really provide a lot of things for her family. I think her achievement requires her to have excellent energy and hard work habit, hard working habit. Let's take a look at 16 and 18 to see her working habit. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. Her lamp burns late into the night. She is a capable, well-disciplined, diligent woman. She planned everything. She's a real manager, I think. She worked day and night, waking up early in the morning, prepare the breakfast for the house first, before she continued with her career, doing all the factories, trading type of business, until late at night. So 19 gives us a short portrait of this excellent, extraordinary wife. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. This is a diligent, industrious, virtuous, adventurous, brave, strong, valiant woman. After looking at how she has done excellent in her own family, let's just look at her contribution to the community. Verse 20 and 26, she extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. When she speaks, her words are wise and she gives instructions with kindness. She takes action to help others when in need. She does not just talk and delegate to other people to do it. She serves people with her own hands. She is wise. And that's why 26, we have a comment from Warren Wisby. From Bruce Walkie, I'm sorry. This wise word of her mouth informs the deeds of her hands. The wise deeds of her hands gives credibility to this wise teachings of her mouth. People listen to her because her teachings is revealing how she lives out her life. Verse 21 to 25. For everyone has warm clothes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She has no fear of winter for her household, and she laughs without fear of the future. She's blessed because she is a far-sighted, smart woman. In Israel, seldom they will have snow, but she prepared well in advance for the cold weather for the whole family. They will all have enough clothing. And that's why she has no fear for the future. And verse 25a, she is clothed with strength and dignity. This reflects her inner quality, a woman of strong, capable, virtuous quality. And 22 to 24, again, give us a picture. She makes her own bed spreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. She makes linen, belted garments, and sets it to sell to the merchants. She can have all the best clothing, beddings, because she did it herself. She is smart. She is diligent. She worked hard for it. She uses her skill and mind to do business. They can earn money for herself, the family, and also she can give it to the poor to help the community. Let's look back to her husband. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the civic leaders. The city gates is similar to today's city hall. It's a place that the officials, the governor, they will rule, make judgment for the whole city. And I guess this man can use his own gift, his ability to serve the community. It's just because he has a wife at home that take care of everything for him, so he has no worry. He can specialize in his gift to serve the community. And finally, 27 verse, she carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. This is a portrait, a picture of an industrious, capable, virtuous, excellent woman. She looked after her household, teaches her children by herself. She would not delegate this type of work to her servant. She had to do it herself. She wanted to train herself, her children, to be godly children. And then she managed and delegated her servant to look after other household business and her business. When you come to the end of 28, verse 28 and 29, this is a beautiful ending. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. What honor to be praised by your children. I think nowadays it's very difficult. But God gives us a clue. And I will show you this picture of my family, part of my family, the Caucasian and the Japanese woman, they are my mentor. And the lady next to me is the godmother of my daughter, Rebecca, on the right-hand side. This is a picture of my graduation last year. My daughter gave me a card, and I kept a lot of my children's card and writings at home. And from time to time, I would take out and enjoy and feel happy and peaceful and blessed. And this card, she said, wishing you another year of your life, great year of your life. You did many things this year that I am very proud of you. It was very courageous to start a new career and go back to school. Got your master. I really admire that. And I hope you know, with lots of love, from your daughter Rebecca. It was such a rewarding comment that I take it to my heart. I'll never forget. Remember all these years in her teenagers, we have a lot of struggle. But by God's grace, our relationship improved and get better and better as she got her degree in occupational therapy last year too. Move back to verse 31 of the scripture. This woman was rewarded by the public praise in the community. When I look at this example, I have a sense of feeling far too short. Look at the list of qualities she has. A manufacturer, importer, a manager, realtor, entrepreneur, counselor, and social worker. How can I reach this standard? The scripture gives us a clue. In verse 30 to 31, charm is deceptive and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord, Yahweh, will be greatly praised. The I Am, the Eternal God. The whole Proverbs talk about wisdom. But what is wisdom? Wisdom is the knowledge of life, art of living, ability to live rightly. This is the comment by a famous theologian, Karl Barth. Fear God means you have to have an attitude, the right attitude towards God. It's unconditional reverence and submission. You ask for wisdom from God with open hands. The scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, so we don't look at the troubles we can see now, but rather we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. External beauty cannot last. It's deceptive. It is not wise to spend time on these external things. God does not use the word excellent to describe this extraordinary mother, wife. He uses the word excellent, valiant. It's because he knows that we need to rely on him. He just wants us to strive towards excellence. Look at Hebrews 13:21. May he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. The woman has done a lot of good things to this husband. We can only do it through the power of Jesus Christ. Besides seeing a great model of a woman, from this passage, I think we can still also learn about a great model, a family model. This is a Chinese relationship. Father, mother, holding your children to God and ask God for help to get wisdom to raise up your own children. Not too long ago, I went to a Faith at Home Leading Summit. The pastor shared with us a result of his survey. I was very surprised. You look at the figures at the top. Mother and father played an important role. The percentage is much higher than the Sunday school, than the youth group, the church camp and retreats, and even higher than the pastor. Mother and father are 2 to 3 times more influential than any church program. How is religious life in the home today? George Barner, he also wrote a book called Transforming Children into Christian Spiritual Champions. We discovered that in a typical week, fewer than 10% of parents who regularly attend church with their kids read the Bible together, pray together, other than at mealtimes, or participate in an act of service as a family unit. Even fewer families, one out of 20, have any type of worship experience together with their kids other than while they are at church during the typical month. God would like us to worship together as a family. God would like us to train and nurture our children as a parent. It sounds like the survey is discouraging, but don't give up. I think I learned from this passage, the scripture gives us hope. Just go back to God and ask. God is always there opening his hand to receive us, to give us wisdom. And recently, in the children worship, I have sent a few devotion material for the kids to bring home. And I found a few kids did really have devotion with the parent at home in the past 2 weeks. And I'm very, very happy and thrilled about it. And I would like to and pray about this to continue to happen in our congregation, that to fulfill our calling as a parent, to do devotion, to share our time with our children, spend time with them praying, learning God's word together. We are all on a journey, even adults. There are a lot of things I can learn from my children. Remember one day when I tried to drive my car and take my son, younger son to school, and I'm so busy, we do not have time to really pray before we go. We just use our time in the car to pray. And I was so pleased that he prayed for my parents' salvation. And I think we all would like to see that happen in our children's lives, that they would have a desire to know God and love other people, just like this excellent Proverbs 31 woman. We don't just take care of our own selves, we take care of other people too, because we are in God's family. It is a big family. We need to be together to build God's kingdom. May God bless his words and bless our work. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you. So, I think this is the time for offering.